Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Our next guest has exhibited her art in venues across Europe, including the Embassy of Ireland in Berlin and the Pontifical Irish College in Rome. Now, to mark the centenary year, she's created new work for her upcoming exhibition in Stormont in Belfast. In studio to tell us more, we have Irish artist Eve Parnell. Eve, thank you so much for coming into studio today.
Thank you.
Well, shortly we'll talk a little bit about the exhibition and kind of how the idea about it came first. But first of all, just might tell us a bit about yourself and your background.
Well, I'm a graduate of the National College of Art and Design in Dublin. I graduated in 2002 with a background in painting, in fact, of a degree in painting. And I love painting, and also I find that drawing is a really good sort of foundation, a beginning point of all work. So while I like to do work that's site-specific, which means if I'm lucky enough to know where my next exhibition is going to be, I like to go visit the place, meet the people, and start thinking about how to get my ideas across. And was that while I've a degree in painting, it could be an installation. For example, I did an exhibition in County Wicklow in Tinnahealy, and it's at the Courthouse Arts Centre in Tinnahealy. And I was really happy with the installation. It was an exhibition. The same ideas that I deal with all the time, but I presented those ideas in the form of a suitcase and lots of measuring tapes. So that's what I mean by site-specific, whereas when I went to Finland last year, the exhibition was on a tall sailing ship in Finland's National Maritime Museum in Turku. And it's the most magnificent ship. She was built in 1905. She crossed the Atlantic. Really interesting story. But for that exhibition, again, with the same ideas, I did a series of drawings in kind of a round format. So we framed them with lovely round golden frames, and they fitted in with the portholes on the ship in the exhibition space.
Yeah, it's lovely the space obviously connects up to the artwork that
Absolutely,
you're going to create.
Yeah, it's really important, yeah.
And just, I mean, you've touched on some of the venues there. Obviously, the exhibition space is something that's very important to you.
It is very important to me. A lot of artists like what we call like the white box. And yeah, it's very handy, the white box. You know, it's a very anonymous sort of, literally, it's a white box, a gallery that's just white. But I really like the idea of the artist in society. And I don't like to segregate or separate myself from our community or our environment. And I think it's really important that the artist takes a place, takes a role in society. And I suppose in that way, that's why I like to kind of, you know, if I have a choice, you know, I would choose a building, a place, something that isn't the white box space.
Do you think because of that, that's a lot of people feel that it's not accessible to them? You know, for a lot of people, the idea of going to an art gallery, the white box, as you say, they just think, oh, no, that's for another section of society, you know. And is that the idea of exhibiting in kind of spaces that are more maybe accessible, arguably?
Yeah, I think so. I think I agree that I think possibly still people believe that galleries... I because I'm an artist, I just think galleries are for everyone because I just walk in and out of
them. You are probably always wandering in and out of them, yeah.
But I do know, yes, that is a sense that there is a sense that galleries are kind of this other world. But I think for me, the challenge is to share my work with people, to always invite them to come and look at it. So yes, I suppose by avoiding that white box space, hopefully I'm kind of inviting people, you know, it's kind of alternative.
Have you had a favourite space to date, or is it hard to pick?
Every space is really exciting. I mean, the Embassy of Ireland in Berlin was fascinating. It's a wonderful place. The people working there, the staff, the ambassador, Dan Mulhall was the ambassador at the time. They were so welcoming. You just wouldn't believe it, you know, because I was a bit of a nuisance probably, you know, coming in an artist, you know, stuff lying around, you know, frames and bubble wrap all over the floor. But they were so welcoming. And then when the exhibition was on, people from Ireland were allowed to go in and, you know, have a look at it. So then people rang me up or texted me and said, hey, Eve, I was in Berlin and I saw your exhibition. I just thought that was so exciting. So that's one wonderful aspect. The Suomen Jutsun is the name of the ship in Finland. And that was a most wonderful experience as well, because the ship is kind of living. She's in the water. She can sail. She was in the tall ship's race and she has already been to Dublin. So, you know, that's
the Irish connection was already there, which is really, really nice.
Very much so.
Well, on to the upcoming exhibition then in Stormont in Belfast. Belfast, obviously is part of the centenary year. Tell us a bit about how this came about.
Stormont. Oh yeah, well, that's really interesting as well. Around this time last year, the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall made an official visit to Ireland, and they also made an official visit to Northern Ireland. And I was given a commission to do a piece of artwork which was to be given to them. Now, I didn't know who it was for when I was given the commission, but that wouldn't really matter. And so in St. Patrick's Church in Belfast on Donegal Street, there is a great big painting by John Lavery. And John Lavery was actually, he's a really important, prominent artist, beautiful work. And he was baptised in St. Patrick's Church in 19... Ooh, I can't remember when he was baptised, actually. But I know in 1917, Lavery gave a great big painting, a triptych, to the church. And it's still there. It's a big, big oil painting. Mm. So I was asked if I could do something based on this enormous painting. So
that was your starting point. And where do you go from there then?
Exactly. Well, I went up to see the painting. It's a beautiful painting. And I was thinking, OK, so you want something. They said, we want a picture that can be, that we're presenting to somebody. So I was thinking, oh, that's great. So something quite small. I was thinking like, you know, an A4 page, that kind of thing. And I said, you know, that sort of size. And they said, no, a bit bigger. And I said, oh, well, like A3 size. And they said, no, a bit bigger. And I said, but if it's bigger, you won't be able to hand it over. And they said, well, it's not the sort of thing person that we'll be handing it to, you see. So I was like, okay. So they wanted big. And
so only after the fact, yeah, you found out where it was going.
Exactly. So I was standing there looking at the painting by Lavery, and I was deciding what to do. And it's a painting of Mary with St. Patrick on one side and St. Bridget on the other. And actually, Lavery and John Lavery and Hazel Lavery's daughters actually posed for those two figures, and Hazel posed to be Mary. So it's a very interesting painting on many levels. So I was standing there looking, and just with the time of year and everything, I just knew I didn't have to have a big dilemma about what to do, because the deadline was very tight as well. So I just thought, well, like, there's St. Bridget, you know, that's it. I didn't, it was just amazing. It literally spoke to me. So I knew immediately what to do. So I went off, and because the deadline was so short, it had to be a drawing because paint wouldn't dry in time, and, you know, it was fantastic. So did that.
It all worked out.
Yeah, so I think that's how the this opportunity in Stormont came about. I was invited late last year to, you know, they said, do you want to do a show here? And I was like, yes.
And so it's called, yeah, Souls of the Slain. Tell us a little bit about what you're trying to convey here.
The title comes from Thomas Hardy's poem of the same name. And in fact, there are eight, it's a series of eight drawings on tissue paper, pencil on tissue paper. And each picture is, the title of each picture is actually a line from a poem. So, for example, one of the pictures is called, I have to look at my notes because I can't remember, even though it was only yesterday I was looking at them. Well, it says Souls of the Slain is the title, but let me see. No, I can't remember. I'm looking at my notes.
A lot to choose from. They're all like babies, I'd say.
Absolutely. The idea, I suppose, really is that there are eight drawings.
Yeah.
Four are by poets from the trenches, say Wilfred Owen and Rupert Brooke.
Yeah.
And four are from the Easter Rising perspective, so Eva Gore Booth and W.B. Yeats and Porrig Pierce. And the whole idea of the show is that it's inclusive. It's to say that, you know, bottom line is, like, war, conflict, it's not good. And here's people who endured it, and particularly
on both sides.
1916. Yeah. Here's evidence. This is written from the heart. And I was looking at that and inspired to draw ravens to convey that message in this contemporary situation of a contemporary artist. It's a contemporary art exhibition.
And I know there's an ecumenical angle to this. You tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was. There's a catalogue accompanying the exhibition. And I was very lucky in that I met Archbishop Eamon Martin, and he very, very kindly wrote a kind of a little article or a text to include in the catalogue. And equally, because it's all about balance and kind of equality and kind of compassion to everyone, it's not just, you know, that some are more important than others. I believe that everything should be equal and balanced. So I also met the very Reverend John Mann, and he's the Dean of St. Anne's Cathedral in Belfast. So they've both written really interesting sort of observations about the work. I didn't ask them to write anything in particular. I just said, you know, would you consider writing anything?
Say a few words,
yeah,
and then
exactly.
You hope that they'll
yeah,
be nice.
Exactly. Sent them pictures of the work, and they came back with some really interesting observations, which I hadn't sort of thought about too much, you know?
It's amazing how art can be seen so differently through every pair of eyes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
In terms of that, though, for people who go to see the exhibition, what do you hope that people will get from it? What do you hope it will achieve?
I hope that it would achieve, I hope that when people look at the work, that they take a moment to take in as much as they can. The fact that it's pencil on tissue paper, and tissue paper is something that's thrown away usually.
Mm. And fragile.
Exactly. And so there's something that's being saved. The pencil is very honest medium. First of all, if you make any mistakes, they'll show up because you can't rub it out on the tissue paper. And also, pencil is a very, it's a very basic tool. It's very simple. Everybody has access to a pencil. So it's the idea of access, fragility. The image of the raven is very significant. It's not just, oh, I fancy, you know, drawing birds. It's not that. The raven has associations with the Bible, with Noah. He was given a particular job. You know, the dove kind of gets all the glory because he
but the raven was in there too.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's not forget, you know, that, you know, everybody's important. And also, so this is what I'm hoping that people will be thinking of when they look at each picture. And then to read the stream of poetry in the bird's beak, and to maybe, I haven't, in the picture, I haven't specified which poet has written it, or which, you know, whether it's from the trenches or from streets of Dublin in 1916. So that's not really important. It's the message that's important. So it's kind of poignant. And in fact, I'm kind of happy now that just for the second there, I couldn't remember what the titles are.
Because that is the point, isn't it? It's meant to be seamless. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to look and see how does it affect you. So while I am speaking about the work, I am primarily a visual artist, so I'm better, I think, at visually explaining things. So here I am on the radio trying the
opposite. You've done a very good job.
But yeah, so hopefully it'll explain when people see it.
It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful exhibition. If you've just joined us, I've been chatting to artist Eve Parnell about an exhibition called Souls of the Slain. It's going to be taking place in Stormont in Belfast from the 6th to the 24th of June. Eve, thank you so much for joining us on Spirit Radio today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.